MTV Cast.
Hey, this is Peter Kraft calling in from a couple miles south of Eureka. Got a two-day recap for you. First day was pretty good. As far as weather, the temperature and not having any rain was pretty perfect, but there's a fairly strong northern wind pretty much all day, and that first stretch to Fernie is almost all directly south except for Cocoa, so had some wind to deal with. Some of the trails on the single track were a little sloppy from the snow melting, but thankfully there was only a little bit of walking. I was pretty bummed out when I saw the snow at first and thought that that section of single track was all going to be hike a bike, but it went away pretty quick. As far as Cocoa goes, Cocoa was had quite a bit of snow on it. It was pretty wet and mushy up top with a lot of snow. Yep, that pretty much sums up day one. Got into Fernie and got a room. Day two started out with a nice and cold and rainy morning, but then the rain stopped for a little bit and it was off and on for the rest of the day. Cabin Pass had a decent amount of snow on it, mostly on the way down, which kind of sucked, but and then Golden Pass was just littered with snow. There was like miles of it. I wouldn't have minded so much, but I was an hour short on food because of the extra time I was tanking. Otherwise, it was a nice break to get off the bike. Yep, just dropped into Eureka, got some food, gonna head out. Another 2 hours or so riding in, camp somewhere on the west side of the Whitefish Divide, and knock that out early in the morning. If there's any snow, hopefully nice and hard in the morning. Yep, that's about it.